30. Down in the cellars of Redwall Abbey, the quest for clues was on. Perris and Humphrey Spickle descended the small flight of steps and unbolted the little door. Holding a lantern, the squirrel maid watched her burly young hog friend withdraw the bolt. He touched the door cautiously.
It's a good repair job. The hinges don't even creak no more. Nice strong bolt too.
Sensing his apprehension, Perrit nudged it back gently with the lantern. Humphrey uttered a startled squeak.
Ye, don't sneak up on me like that.
She chuckled.
I'm with you, mate. Open the door and let's take a look. Don't be afraid.
Humphrey bristled. His spike stood up indignantly.
Who's afraid? Not me, miss. Right then, you go first, because you've got the lantern.
Once they were in the tunnel, Perrit closed the door behind them. Humphrey complained in a loud whisper.
No, don't close the door, miss. Leave it open. Anything could happen down here.
The squirrel maid held the lantern up, scanning the back of the old door.
I want to take a better look at this, here.
Taking a pinewood torch which had been left on the floor, she lit it from the lantern flame. The resiny wood flared immediately as she passed it to Humphrey.
Perhaps you'd like to explore the tunnel a bit more. There may be more clues.
The timid hedgehog took no more than 2 paces before deciding it was not a good idea. He stayed close to his companion, muttering excuses.
No point in doing that. Me and Skipper and the rest already did it. There's no to see down there. Poor Dwink's on his own. We'd best get back to him up there. Nearly dinner time, you know.
Perrit replied absently as she inspected the door.
Stop carrying on like a dithering duck, Humphrey. Dwink's probably napping in his wheelchair. These 2 nails sticking out here, I wonder what they're for.
Humphrey held his torch closer, inspecting the pair of broad-headed nails, which had not been fully driven into the woodwork.
Mr. Samuels said that was where the Doomite's eye was placed. There ain't no more to see on this door, miss. Let's go.
Perrit, however, was not looking at the door any longer. Her attention had been distracted by something else higher up.
Humphrey, can you lift me up? I want to take a quick peep on top of the door lintel.
Putting aside his torch, the burly hedgehog swung Perrit up to the lintel with ease.
Keep messing about down here, miss, and we'll get no dinner.
The squirrel maid sighed wearily.
Oh, just hold me still, please. We'll get dinner as soon as I get this thing loose.
She gave the object a mighty tug. It broke away, sending them tumbling backward. Humphrey helped her up.
Are you all right, miss? What is that thing?
Perrit could not resist a smirk of satisfaction.
A piece of slate with something drawn on it. Let's get upstairs. I promised Dwink he'd get first look at anything we found. You can go to dinner if you wish.
Humphrey pursued the sprightly maid up to Great Hall.
Not a four-hot scene, what it says.
Dwink could not wait to give them his news.
There's been a real kerfuffle up here, mates. A Luca was knocked down, and guess what? That horrid Gowson Tugger Bruster is dead. Ah, killed by a painted one, so Samuels told me. We'd best get him to dinner. Did you find anything?